On Friday evening, we gathered here in the sanctuary to celebrate the winter solstice, to welcome back the light, to take a moment away from the usual holiday routines, hustle and bustle, any stressors, and just taking a time to be together in a very contemplative manner. We were grateful to gather and to be both in the darkness and receive the light. We express gratitude for the holy darkness filled with potentiality for new life. And we express gratitude for the light, which symbolizes hope, strength, resiliency, and joy. This morning, we continue to celebrate the return of the light as we light our fourth Advent candle, the candle of love. This holiday season reminds us that we are all made up of darkness and light, that both are necessary and present in our everyday lives. At times, we equate darkness with depression, hopelessness, and an overall feeling of sadness, but we know that it is in this darkness, deep in the heart of Mother Earth and deep in our own hearts, that new life begins. Before we see the bright green leaves of new seedlings, we wait, we nurture, we hope, we pray, we breathe. In the Mayan farming tradition, every seed before it is planted receives the breath of the farmer and a prayer. Before it is planted, it receives the breath and a prayer. A prayer asking that little seed not to be discouraged by the darkness, not to be afraid of the darkness, to let it embrace it. A prayer encouraging that little seed to soak up that water, reassuring it that it will grow strong, to know that it will receive the sustenance that it needs from the sun and from the tender loving care of an entire village. In the ancient scrolls and the murals and stone carvings dating back thousands of years, you can still see the Mayan symbol of this act of praying to the seed, which is a spiral growing from the palm of the farmer's hand. This act of praying to the seed continues today and transfers to our children, transfers to this new generation that needs our encouragement, our hope, our breath, our love. During the solstice gathering, we too contemplated the darkness first, and we listened to our breath, individually and collectively, before we filled our eyes with the beauty of the greens adorning the windowsills, the green of hope, before we delighted in the light emanating from the candles that we lit, we sat embracing and embraced by the darkness. The story for all ages reminds us of the most important gifts: love, clean earth, peace, justice, joy, and one more that was added by our wise person who said, it is a gift to grow. It is a gift to grow. So the gifts that our children and the people of this community bring to our lives, to this church, to our communities, and to the world, illuminate our lives, expand our hearts. There are so many Christmas stories, and yet they all serve to remind us of the real meaning of Christmas. In Italy, the story of old Befana tells of an old woman who was always grumpy and so busy with housework that she passes up the opportunity to accompany the three magi when they stop at her house. Even when she sees a brilliant star in the sky, she shuts the window and says, "I need to get some sleep." Early in the morning, she was so busy sweeping that even when she heard little bells tinkling, she heard little bells tinkling. She said, "Bah, it's probably just the wind. Sweep, 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 sweep." When she heard the bells again, she said, "Bah, it's probably just the birds. Sweep, 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 sweep." But they were the little bells adorning the camels of the three kings. And the kings were looking for directions to Bethlehem. They stopped and asked Befana. And she was, "What? Well, I've never heard of that," she said. "I got work to do. Sweep, sweep, sweep." "But," they said, "we're looking for this child." "Well," she said, "there are so many children." "Sweep, sweep, sweep, sweep." "But we're following the star." "Bah, that same star kept me up all night." "Sweep, sweep. Now shoo, I've got work to do." "Come with us," they said. "Come see the child. He comes for all of us. He comes for the poor. He comes to change the world, and we're bringing him gifts." Befana muttered, "A child comes for the poor. Well, I'm certainly poor. To change the world, I don't know about that. Sweep, 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 sweep." So she doesn't go with the three kings. She goes back into her house, but she puts down her broom and mutters to herself again with a half of a smile. "A child, but what gift do I have?" So she started baking cakes and cookies and candies. And while she baked, she had a full-on smile and she actually started singing. Her heart felt light and cheerful even. It was nighttime by the time she finished baking, and she filled a great big basket with her goodies. She was smiling as she put on her shawl, and before heading out the door, she grabbed her broom. "I'll bring my broom to sweep the baby's room clean because the mother must be tired," she said. Carrying her basket in one hand and her broom in the other, she swept her way down the road. She ran at first, trying to catch up with the three kings, but she had to stop. She was out of breath. I should have left real early," she realized. "I'll never catch up. And where is Bethlehem anyways?" Suddenly, the sky was filled with light and a choir of angels sang, "Tonight is the night of miracles." Befana was amazed and asked, "But where's the baby?" "I'm bringing gifts to the baby." But the angels kept singing, "Hosanna, Gloria, in excelsis Deo." And she's like, "Where is the baby?" She got up once again and started running after the light. She ran after the angels. She was carrying her basket. She was carrying her broom. She was feeling lighter and lighter until she took off and was actually flying. It was a night of miracles. But even she couldn't catch up, and she never really found the child in Bethlehem, but she's still searching even till today. So every year she visits all the children in her village, and while they are asleep, she leaves them a little gift from her basket, and she sweeps their room clean with her broom. For after all, she says, "I never know which child is the special one. I gather they are all special. They could all be kings and queens." for each child that's born, and that means you. A morning star rises and sings to the universe who you are. Each child is our child, gifted and blessed, full of potential for saving this world right here, right now, from hatred, from war, from prejudice, from injustice, from the devastation happening to our Mother Earth. And we each have a child within us, able to listen to the bells, to imagine, to hope, to dream, and to follow a star. What gift can we bring to all of our children here and to the children of the world? The light of hope, the seed of life, which is love, the gift of generosity. Beloveds, we are on a shared journey together, and we each have gifts to offer each other and the world. These gifts cannot be bought. They come from our hearts and from our generous hands. May the light enter our hearts this holiday season to illuminate all the gifts that we have received this year and all the wonderful gifts that we have to share with the world. Sometimes that gift is as simple as a half smile, visiting someone, baking cookies, helping someone do chores. Sometimes the best gift is to open the window and let the light in, to open our hearts and share our light with the world. For you are the light of the world, and you are both the seed and the farmer, the dark earth and the prayer. Let us encourage each other as we grow together. May your light shine bright this holiday season and all the days to come. Merry Christmas, Buon Natale.